Yes, I'm gravely concerned. I'm almost, certain that he would not get a safe, a fair trial and a safe treatment in the United States. The public prejudice, including on the part of former and current officials in the United States, is so predominant for several years now, and so that it would be almost impossible to have an impartial court hearing where he could actually be heard with his concerns. When we see the charges that have been added now recently under the Espionage Act, most of them really relate to activities that any investigative journalist is conducting every day. So it's really a reason for concern for press freedom around the world. Then we are also, with the United States, unfortunately dealing with a country that in the last 20 years has not shown to be consistent in enforcing the prohibition of torture with its own officials. We can speak to the Senate committee report that has not led to a single prosecution contrary to their obligations under the Convention Against Torture. Obviously, the collateral murder video has not led to any prosecutions either. The only person that is being prosecuted here seems to be the one that actually exposed all of these